Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are in Shemaita Beis, Perek Beis. The shir should be a schus for Admor. We took Menachem and Gittim O'Brien Delea. Shabbat for Shleiman. Baruch Avat Tzlach, B'chol Ma'aseh Yadav, B'shmul Ben Yom, Tishna Rachel Lea, David Shekrala Ben Rachel, Moshe Shimon Ben Brian Akelov, and Ryan Stroh Ben Roshem Mordechai. They should all have limitless bracha in everything. In the previous parak, we learned the Tosfos with respect to the Machlokas of Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, with respect to a woman who is a balas mum after the erusin. Rabbi Gamliel, we say we follow the cheskes haguf, that she was shleima, the mum came after the erusin, and therefore if he wants to divorce her, he has to give her a ksuba. According to Rabbi Yoshua, we go after the cheskes mamon, which is brishus habal, therefore we assume the mumin came before the erusin, the mekach was a mekach tos, and therefore he's patrim and aksuba. And we said that Rava explained that don't think that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't accept Cheskas Haguf at all. He argues here with Rabban Gamliel that there's no Cheskas Haguf, because against that Cheskas Haguf, there's the Cheskas Mamon of the Baal that he shouldn't have to pay the Ksuba. However, if there would be no Cheskas Mamon against the Cheskas Haguf, and Rabbi Yoshua would agree that we follow the Cheskas Haguf. Fractosis, what's the chiddush of Rava? We always follow Chazak. Of course, if there's no Cheskas Mamon against the Cheskas Haguf, we would follow the Cheskas Haguf according to Rabbi Yeshua. What's the chiddush? Tosfos answers that in our instance, there is actually another Chazakah in favor of the Baal, which is that the woman is a Pnuya, she's a Cheskas Pnuya, and therefore we should say her Kedushin is not a Kedushin, and the husband would not have to pay the Ksuba. Comes Rabba and he tells us that Dafka, because there's a Cheskas Mamon against the Cheskas Haguf, that's why Rabbi Yeshua said that we don't follow the Cheskas Haguf, but Lulei the Cheskas Mamon, if not for the Cheskas Mamon, Rabbi Yeshua would agree that he has to give her Ksuba, even though there's a Cheskas Pnuya, since the Cheskas Haguf is stronger than all other Chazakas. A Cheskas Pnuya is a Cheskas Hadin, and the Cheskas Haguf, that she has no Mumin, is stronger than all other Chazakas. So we see Cheskas Mamon, then Cheskas Haguf, then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Cheskas Mamon, Cheskas Haguf, and then all other Chazakas. Frek Tosis on this Teretz, how is it possible to say that without, in the absence of the Cheskas Mamon, Rabbi Yoshua would admit that we follow the Cheskas Haguf of the Isha, that she was Shleima? There are really two Chazakas that are to the in favor of the Baal. One is a Chazakah de Meikara, that she has a Cheskas Pnuya, and therefore keep her as a Pnuya and say that the Mumin came before the Erusin. And number two, we have a Mum Lefanecha, we have a Mum in front of us, which is a Chazakah de Hashta, which means that if there is a Mum now, then there was a Mum all along. So really, we have two Chazakas in favor of the Baal. So why do you say, Rava and Tosfos, that if not for the Cheskas Mamon of the Baal, that he's holding on to the money, that we would follow the woman's Cheskas Haguf, against the woman's Cheskas Haguf, that she didn't have the Mumin, we have two Chazakas in favor of the Baal. We have a Chazakah of a Pnuya, the fact she was in Pnuya, and a Chazakah de Hashta. And Tosfos said, if you're going to reject that and say that no, that a chazaka de hashta against a chazaka de meikara is nothing. So you're going to tell me not to pay any attention to the fact that she has a chazaka de hashta of mum lefanecha, because what is it going against? It is going against her Cheskas Haguf that she didn't have Mumin. So you're going to say that her Chazakah Dehashav Mum Lefanecha, which means she had the Mumin all along, is nothing against her Chazakah Demeikara. But we see that that's not true, because really, normally, an Echinami Chazakah Dehashta is weaker than a Chazakah Demeikara. However, if you have a Chazakah Dehashta in concert with another Chazakah, then it can combine to beat the Chazakah Demeikara. What's the Rai? The Rai is Reish Nida. At the beginning of Nida, we have a case of Mikvah Shenimta B'Nimsa Chaser. You have a case of a Mikvah which is found to be lacking water. It doesn't have its 40 sas. So we say all the tyrus that were done in the Mikvah earlier, Lemafreya are Tameh. Because we say, Hamed Tamei Alches Kaso, Veimer Lo Tava. Let's keep this Tamei man with his Chazakah and assume that he wasn't Tavel. that the mikvah wasn't a good mikvah. Ay, the chazakah de meikara against it, that the mikvah was becheskas male. We don't follow that chazakah de meikara, because together with this person's cheskas tame that he had, we also have a mikvah chaser lefanecha. Right now in front of us we have a chaser mikvah, which means that we assume that it was chaser earlier also when the person was toivel. So therefore we have a tarti lereyusa. So the tarti lereyusa of the person's chazaka de meikar of tuma together with the chazaka de hashta is machriya against the cheskas shalem that the mikveh had. So you see that even though the cheskas shalem is that earlier was shalem is a chazaka de meikara, and against that we have a chazaka de hashta v'rei chaser lefanecha, that chazaka de hashta beats out the chazaka de meikara, because together with the chazaka de hashta there's another reis of the chazaka of this person's tuma de meikara. So it's a zelbazach here. Here we have the woman who, and on one hand she has a cheskas shleima, but against that cheskas shleima, she has the fact that she has a cheskas pnuya, which would mean that the mumen came before the nesuin, because she would remain erusin, she would remain a pnuya. The whole thing was in mekach tos. And in addition, you have the chazaka dahashta b'rei mum lefanecha, which means the mumen were there all along. So these two chazakas, the chazaka cheskas pnuya and chazaka dahashta, should be machriya the chazaka de meikara of her being a shleima. And that's so this is kasha. So how can you say that if not for the cheskas mammon? Rabbi Yoshua would say that she receives her ksuba. No, she shouldn't receive her ksuba because she's tied to the reis against her. And for the Rashba and Tosfos, the cheskas pnuya lo chashiva klal chazaka legabe cheskas haguf. No, no, no. That since she has a cheskas shleima, which is stronger than all other chazakas, that's mevatel the cheskas pnuya. It's as if there is no cheskas pnuya. Memela there's no more latarti lereisa, and you are mamid her becheskas shleima. Yay! So this cheskas aguf is so strong, it knocks off the cheskas pnuya, and memela you keep her becheskas shleima. And Shalom Yisrael, it's no longer Tarti L'Reisa. U'mashim midivreim, zok t'shmaitza, dekeim l'cheskas aguf adifim kol l'chazakas, mishumafi, afilu chasid l'fanecha, lo chashiv l'cheskas pnuya l'gaba, l'mishva yod t'arti l'reisa. That from Tosis mashma that we follow the cheskas aguf even if there's tarti l'reisa, because we don't consider the tarti l'reisa anything against the cheskas aguf, which is starker from al chazakas. Over fractosis from a Gemara nidan daf beis amid beis. There it talks about a chavis of yayin, which was used as truma to be mafresh truma from it over a period of time, and then they found out that this chavis of yayin was really chometz. Oiva avoy, that afterwards it turned into chometz, it turned into vinegar, and we don't know when exactly it turned into vinegar. But if it turned into vinegar, it can no longer be truma on wine. So the Braisa says the first 3 days from the time they tasted and they knew it was wine, it's becheskas yayin. And all of the trumos that we were mafrish are chal. But from the third day on, after that, after 3 days, it's besafek, and you have to be toirem nachamo from a makom acher, from another place. Asks the Gemara, what about mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser? In the case of mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser, we say that if you're not sure when it became chaser, all the taras that were nitar, that you purified based on this and the basis of the kashrus of this mikvah, are tameh betumah v'adois. So how come here we say that from after 3 days it's suffik truma, suffik not truma, whereas by mikvah when we don't know when it became chaser we say vaday, no vaday, it became that vaday. Since the time you knew that it was okay, you say vaday all the tyrus that nasu al gaba of our tame. So why by tum is it vadois, and here it's only misafik maishna michavis that you say after 3 days it's only safik. So the Gemara concludes that it's really a machlokas tanoim. The rabbis and Rabbi Shimon, Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon are matame lemafreya kol tumos. Because it's tarti l'reisa, like we said. However, Rav Shimon argues, and he says that it's only a suffix. It's only a suffix. He said all of the tyrus that were nasu al gabov are only sveikis. It's not, they're not going to be tamei vaday. They're not going to be pure vaday. They're suffix. And therefore, the food is lo ochlim. This suffix tumi you don't eat, but you also don't burn. If it was, If it was, let's say, Vadai Truma, that was Nitma, burn. If it's Vadai, not Nitma, Vadai Tar, so then you can eat it. But here, you don't know what it is, so don't eat it, but don't burn it. So he is in the Rav Shimon holds of Suffolk. So the Brice of Chavis, the Chavis of Truma, this barrel of Truma that we consider Suffolk tables according to Rav Shimon. But the Rabbanon, the MS, even the Chavis of Yayin is considered Tevel Vadai, like the mikvah, because this Tarti L'Reisa. What's the Tarti L'Reisa? Number one, Hame Tevel Al Cheskas. So you have the Tevel that you were mafresh on the basis of this wine, which had a Cheskas Tevel, so keep it in its Cheskas Tevel. And number two, Chazaka Da Ashta, the Reich Chometz of Vanecha. Right now it's Chometz. So therefore, just like now it's Chometz, it's also before it was Chometz. Kumtois, that according to the Rabbanon, it's Vadai Natruma. And according to Reb Shimon, it's a Suffolk. According to the Rabbanon, if you have Tarati L'Reisa, that shops that creates a Vada. And concludes the Shmaitzah's Kasha that we see that even by Cheskas HaGuf, we say Tarati L'Reisa. Why? Because you have this Cheskas Yayin that it wasn't made into Chometz, which is a Cheskas HaGuf. And nevertheless, because of the Tarati L'Reisa, which is Chazakat HaMeikor of Hamei Tevel Al Cheskaso, and number two, the Chazakat HaHashtav Reichomis L'Fonecha, those two Chazakas are Mechwi against the Cheskas HaGuf. So you wanted to tell me that Cheskas HaGuf is so strong that nothing can beat it. It beats all the Tarti L'Reisas, as we wanted to say by this woman with the Mumin. We see by the barrel of wine that it doesn't. So answers the Shmaitza. V'nira Kevan de'amrinan perek ezuhu neshech. And wait a second, before we get to the answer, just to clarify the question. So, according to Tosfos, that Cheskas HaGuf is better than all the Chazakas, even in Tarati L'Reisa, we should go up to the Cheskas HaGuf of wine and say that it's all Truma Vadois. And we see that it's not Truma Vadois. We see that it's either Suffolk Truma or Vadei Tevel. But if you go follow Cheskas HaGuf like Tosfos wants you to, which beats the Tarati L'Reisa, it should be Vadai Truma. So now we get to the answer. The Kevan Amrina Perezu Neshech, Meikara de Chamra de Chamra Chamra, de Chala Chala. So we say in the Bava Mitzi, in Bava Mitzi, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, that Yayin, that ended up becoming vinegar, is because it was already vinegar at the beginning. Rashi says that the Kilkul of Chometz was already in the wine at the beginning, it just wasn't felt. That's what it means. Rashi says, Kukula Besocho, Elisheno Nikar, it's already there. V'kevan da'achom etz lefanecha, rei mei karachala, have Elisheno Nikar, v'kol zman shelo ichem, it's a soil afrisho truma. And since, yayin shehechmitz, you can't say that there was a shinui in the guf hayayin, because already from the beginning, if we see that it became vinegar, it means already at the beginning it was a little vinegar dick. If so, it's not called a cheskas aguf, it's called a cheskas adin. Since the change in the taste is only bedin, that as long as it wasn't felt, it had a tam, as long as you didn't feel the tam of chometz, as long as you didn't taste like vinegar, so it was roi l'truma. And after it was nicker, it's no longer roi l'truma. So that's only a cheskas hadin, because as far as the goof goes, we say it really didn't change, because the goof was vinegar all along. It already had a shtickle vinegar in it from the beginning. So what he's doing is he's changing this from a cheskas haguf to a cheskas hadin. Since it's only a cheskas hadin, therefore we can say tarati l'reisa to be machuya the chazak and say according to the rabbis that it's vaday tevel. Masha'en kein. In the case of Tosis, a woman, Nimtzu Mumin, that were mamar of a cheskas shlema, there it's vaday a cheskas haguf, because beikar she was cheskas shlema without a mum, and now she becomes a balas mum. Her goof changes, and because of this, even though there's a chazaka dahashta that she's balas mum lefanecha, we don't care, because it's not going to combine with her cheskas penuya, because the cheskas penuya is command the less against cheskas aguf, and certainly chazaka dahashta doesn't beat cheskas aguf. So therefore, two against one is no longer. All we have is her cheskas aguf. It's not a tarati l'reisa, and the cheskas aguf is going to be machuya. Mashenkin, in the case of wine, The reason there we do follow the Tarat Tila Reisa is because it's not talking about a cheskas aguf, but a cheskas adin, because Alts the guf was really vinegar all along, Rashi says. But Alts the cheskas adin, now the din changes. When it tastes like vinegar, the din will change, and you can no longer mafis shirmas and maisers. Since it's vinegar, from the beginning it was vinegar. El Shen or Nigger wasn't recognizable. Because man shelo bechem esu shoyel afrisha truma, and as long as it hasn't become vinegar, you can be mafrish shurma. Bel cheskes haguf, su lo have, but it's not a cheskes haguf. Why? It came to make kar the chola chola. From the beginning of vinegar was already vinegar, but kukula besocho. The kukula was already inside of El Shen or Nigger wasn't recognizable. Vagabe mumin. Kodim Shen al du amom shleimo, he said, with respect to mumin before the mumin were born, she was a shleimo. Mishum alchi abele cheskes haguf adiv mekol chazakos, and therefore it's a cheskes haguf, which is better than all the chazakos. And even this balas mum lefanecha is not going to be a tarat l'reisa. What about the mikveh case? There you have a cheskas aguf that it was male, and then it was nechzar, and there was a shinui begufo. So why do we say that there's tarat l'reisa and you're metamek all the tyrus because you've tarat l'reisa? Are chosil lefanecha, and you should be mamet the person on the cheskas tuma, and that's going to be the cheskas shalem of the mikvah. It's a cheskas aguf. The cheskas aguf shouldn't tarat l'reisa doesn't beat cheskas aguf. So here he says a tyrus that a lot of achronim ding with. They don't like it, but he says it. V'amrinag abe mikvah shenim dinu chosil davlay tarat l'reisa cheskas tuma v'chosil lefanecha v'lo abe mikvah cheskas aguf kevin da mikvah lo nishtana gufa. Oh. V'lo ave amim mikvah cheskes haguf kevan da mikvah lo nishtana gufa elo shenechzer me'at mayim mimena. Explains the Shmaitzer that the chisaron of mayim is not considered a shinui beguf hamikvah, since the guf hamayim hasn't changed. There's just a little bit less water, but that's not considered a shinui haguf. And there has to be considered a shinui guf where there was an actual change, and not a little more water, a little bit less water. Aval hecha decheskes haguf ika afilu chaser lefanecha lo mikvi tarat l'reisa neged cheskes haguf. But if there's a real cheskes haguf, we follow cheskes haguf even against tarat l'reisa, like Tosfos says, because tarat l'reisa doesn't beat a cheskes haguf. So the Shmaitzer gets around the mikvah problem by saying that it's not considered a cheskes haguf, this 40 saw of water that's now less. A little more water, a little less water, it's not really a cheskes aguf. So, as I said, other achonim argue, and they say, Ma'pitom, of course, a cheskes aguf. There's more water, and there's less water, it's a change in the guf adover. What's pshat in the Shmaitzer? This is safer, I have a lot of articles, b'siyata d'shmaya, on YU Torah, on the Shmaitzer, so in one of them, I cite one of the, a contemporary achron, who explains in depth the pshat and the Sheif Shmaitzer, so you can be my Ayin Sham, or you can ask me to send you the article, and I don't remember the source, but I can find it, I can look it up, and see how he explains the pshat in the Shmaitzer. This is considered a cheskas, that it is not considered a cheskas haguf, when the mikvah, the water in the mikvah, the changing of the water, is not considered a shinui beguf. It's considered a shinui in the din, but not in the guf, because it's the same guf, same water, just a little bit less. That's not considered, according to the Shmaitzer, a cheskas ha-guf. Rather, it's considered a different, now it's a different halacha, now it's not a kosher mikvah, but the guf is the same. And as I said, it was explained, but that is my written articles, B'siyata D'Shmaya. I try to go more in detail with many of the Achronim who argue with the Shmaitzer and have discussions. And in these Shiurim, I generally try just to give Pashup Shad and the Shmaitzer, and they can be done together. One can look online, and one can see the articles, and after one learns the Pshat and the Shmaitzer, one can learn them to get a complete understanding. We should all be Zelcha Lilmod Olam Ed Lishmo Vasos. Well, the Kaim is called Divrei Salma Torah, so be Ahava, Amen, be Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.